Hola Yerushalmi, corresponding to Peace Establi Daf Chofvav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amudalas at the Mishnah. So Oshel Chulin, she nafal asich Isa, v'yesh b'kedei lechametz, v'chakach nafal asol shel Truma, oishel kilay akerem, v'yesh b'kedei lechametz, asa. If so of Chulin fell into a dough, and it was enough to ferment it, and after it so of Truma, or kilay akerem fell in, and it was enough to ferment it, the dough is forbidden. So Oshel Chulin, שנופל עשיך איסה וחמיצה ואחר כך נופל שאור של שומר או שאור של כלי הקרם ויש בית כדי לחמיץ עושה. If so of chulin fell into a dough and fermented it and afterwards so of chumah or kilay kerem fell in and it was enough to ferment it, the dough is forbidden. But Rabbi Shimon not it, Rabbi Shimon permits it. The Gemara says, Tani Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan af ha-rishayna b'machlekes. Chananya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that also the first law of the forbidden so fell in before the chulin so did is an argument and Rabbi Shimon permits it. Amr b'yoyna havinan savrin ha'ima ma'pligin kishechimetz ve'kolkoyche v'nafotzara shechulin t'chila. Rabbi Yoyna says that we assume the Bnei Yeshiva thought that when do they argue? It's when this fermented all its strength, where it means it was in the dough long enough to ferment as much as it can, and this fermented all its strength, and the chulin saw fell first, the aser saw is lefegam, which means detrimental. However, if the tumor saw fell first, the dough already fermented due to the tumor, so all forbid it. Rabbi Meir says that every issa that gives taste, whether it is it's lefagam which is detrimental or lesherach which is beneficial, is forbidden. Rabbi Shimon says that the shevach is going to improve it. Then it's forbidden. If it's the forgam, it makes it worse, then it is permitted. Rishim ben Lakish Amar Ma Pligin Kishishbiach Vachach Pogam. But in Pogam Vachach Hishbiach, Oifud Meir Meida. Rishaki says, when do they argue? It's when it improves the taste and after it's detracted. But if it detracted and after it improved, even Rav Meir agrees that it's permitted. Rav Yochan Amar Lashnihi Hishbiach Ishidei Vachach Pogam Hi Pogam Vachach Hishbiach Hi Mamachaligis. Rav Yochan said, there's no difference. If it improved and after it's detracted, it's the same as if it's detracted and after it's improved, and they argue. Taman taninan, sa'irim shenoflu l'sich habor shalmayim, af api shev ishu meimav, meimav mutarim. The Mishnah says elsewhere that barley that fell into a pit of water, even if it made the water smell, the water is permitted because it only gives a lefagam, a negative flavor. V'hadam asnisa mahi. The Gemara asks, what is the status of this Mishnah? Is it unanimous, or do Tanaim disagree about it? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, the Machlikes, Rabbi Yochanan answers that it's an argument, and Rabbi Menachish Omer, Divar Kol, and Rabbi Shakir said that everyone agreed to it. Rabbi Yosi Bebun Omer, Elaine Shmasa Hadar, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Machlikes, Rabbi Menachish Omer, Divar Kol. And so said Rabbi Yosi Bebun, like the teachings that Rabbi Yochanan said it's an argument, and Rabbi Shlokhi said it's like everyone. Am Rav Yoina, Sochel HaDodah Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Loikein Savanan Meima, Ma Pligin Kishichimitz Ze Kol Koiche Ve Kol Koiche Ve Nofel Sar Shel Chulin Tchila Ve Lem Nofel Sar Shel Truma Tchila Kva Nischamsa Ha'isa. Rav Yoina asked against Rav Shlokish, did the Bnei Yeshiva not hold that they argue when they fermented all its strength, and this fermented all its strength, and the Chulin Sa'or fell first, but if the Truma Sar fell first, that they're already fermented due to the Truma, so all would forbid it. And even if the chulin sa'or fell first, it's as if it detracted from the beginning. And the Shokish holds that Rav Meir forbids only if it initially improves. Chazar Rabbi Yona Omar, Ha'isha ha'zois eina mechmeset kosocha, Mesha'erethi kolshehu, Oitha kolshehu ya'aseh k'mishishpich lo v'zeh pogam. Rabbi Yona answered that this woman making the dough does not put enough sa'or to fully ferment, lest it ferment too much, she emits mashahu a little bit. The chumma sa'or fermented that mashahu, so as if it improved and afterwards detracted. The kasha lehishpich lepogam shema klumhi. I think we'll reject that if it only improved and fermented the last mashahu and didn't detract, is this anything? Surely chumma does not forbid due to mashahu shvach, one small amount that is improving, rather due to the pogam, unlike the shlokish. Rabbi Yonah boy, ma ben shevach mizeh u'mizeh, ma ben pagam mizeh u'mizeh, shevach mizeh u'mizeh, asa pagam mizeh u'mizeh, muta. Rabbi Yonah asked, what are the difference between if it improves from this and that, means from this issa and that heter, and when there's pagam from this and that? When it improves from this and that, it's forbidden. Rabbi Shimon agrees in the erasure, even though the issa improved only part, and when there's pagam from this and from this, means in the sefer, Rabbi Shimon permits. If he attributes all the pagam to the issa, in the erasure, he should attribute all the shivach to the issa. Amr mana, shivach mizeh mizeh, at roya, should say, it's a heter, kumisha'ena, oisei ha'issa, should say, yesh boy, kadeh le'essa. Pagam mizeh mizeh, at roya, it's a heter, kumisha'ena, oisei ha'issa, ein boy, kadeh le'essa. The mana answers, when it improves from this and that, you view the heter as if it doesn't exist, and the issa if it has enough to forbid. When there's pagam from this and that, you view the heter as if it doesn't exist, the issa is not enough to forbid. Means there is no reason to forbid. Rabbi Shimon said the only shevach is a that only shevach is a reason to forbid.